This is MSO News Sports, and talking now with Peabody head coach Mark Betancourt. And coach, nice win last Friday night, first game of the season on Summerhill. What was maybe some of the keys to that game?
Well, anytime you start off a season with a win, it's a big deal, regardless of who you're playing. Summerhill beat us last year down there. It was good to come back and get them this year. You know, key to our season is we're putting in a new offense as well as putting in a new defense, and that's a difficult thing to do in the same year.
Mm-hmm.
So every day we just try to get a little bit better. Coming into the scrimmages or coming into the Summerville game, even going into this Danvers game, we're still trying to see how much they're picking up, how much they're learning, and where we're at as far as offense and defensive scheme. And, in practice, every day we seem to get a little bit better. We got better as the scrimmages continued to go on. And then, it looked like we played pretty well against Summerville.
What are one or two of the things that you learned from you guys first week? Because it's tough to, Paul Ingram always says, it's so tough figuring out what to do in that first week.
Well, it's a little different again this year because we're watching to see who's picking up what and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of evaluating is being done, even in the first game, even in the second game, making sure we have the right combinations together and that those combinations are working and getting better. We've moved some guys around. Every game we seem to be looking at somebody else that looked good, either on film or in practice, and moving them to another spot. So it's kind of a work in progress here the first year, putting in this new offense and new defense.
How does a kid take to you're moving him where maybe he hasn't played before and you think it's better for him to be there, but he thinks he should be somewhere else?
Generally, when we move a kid, it's to get him on the field. So instead of being the fourth strong safety, we want to make you the backup outside linebacker. So we're generally moving kids into a better position. And obviously some kids are being pushed back to maybe where they don't want to be. But that's going to be on them. And we've done a good job, I think, as a coaching staff explaining to them. They know exactly mm-hmm. where they stand. They know what the depth chart is. They know why they're in their position on the depth chart. And it's their job to make sure that they continue to communicate with the coaches to know what they need to do better and to go out there and try to do better and earn their spot.
This is why you've been doing it so well for so long. Okay. All right. Tell me a little bit about, I've been asking coaches this week, Coach, about line play and maybe what you saw in film that maybe you didn't see during the game about one of your linemen.
We have three linemen returning. Three of our captains are in our offensive line, and that's a huge, huge advantage, I think, because they've played together before. Aiden Kelleher, senior lineman, and Phil McCoachie, a junior lineman, have been the two that really fit into that blend of five and have really done a nice job of getting to know what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to do it, and communicating with those three captains to make sure everybody's on the same page. Aiden got some time last year. Phil didn't get as much time as Aiden did. But, looking at the film in the first game, we're very happy where they are right now.
Danvers got off to a quick start, so what do you expect from these guys? Nice win over Masconomet.
Well, Danvers Peabody is always a good game. And it seems to be that way. I coached the baseball team going against Roger Day for all those years.
He's retiring. I don't know if you heard that.
Correct. I did hear that.
Okay. Rumor says.
And what a wonderful career he has. And I wish nothing but the best to Roger. But, every time we play Danvers in football and baseball, bring a lunch. It's going to be a game. It's a battle. It's very physical. I think they're both, both kind of similar type of kids, hard-nosed kids that want to beat Peabody, and we want to beat Danvers. So
absolutely.
this always has the makings for a great game, and hopefully that's what we get tomorrow night.
I have to ask you one last question, Coach. Baseball and football, Roger Day baseball and football, you guys ever have conversations about the crossover?
I tried to get Roger to come over here one year. I was hearing that he may be leaving Beverly a couple of years ago, and we talked about having him come over here, but... obviously, he ended up staying in Beverly, and what he did over there was just remarkable. And what he does in baseball is remarkable. Roger's a good friend of mine. We've known each other for a long, long time. And to be honest with you, I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss the rivalry that him and I seem to have. The way he runs things, the way he operates, is different than most. You can't close your eyes for a second. You can't rest for a moment that he's going to take advantage of something. And a lot of the things that we do, I kind of take from Roger. He's been around for a long time. I have a lot of respect for what he's done, and sometimes you'll see me pull some Roger ball.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Peabody coach Mark Betancourt.